This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I enjoy morning walks along our driveway or out where the two-track dirt roads crisscross the land that surrounds us. Those dirt roads are relics of a couple old real estate deals from way back when, land that was listed in 40-acre to 5-acre size parcels, and whose names always end in the words ranch estates. For many years, I trotted those empty dirt roads and saw old attempts at living out on the land. And also, there were relics of places that had been there way before real estate broker dreams. Nowadays, folks are moving out onto that land, lots of folks. And when Ms. Mosquito and I and our old dog Farley walk a dirt road, it's not uncommon to have to get out of the way of traffic. Yikes! Farley, by the way, is what's left of the team Choo Choo and Farley. Choo Choo left us in the summer, and we all still grieve. Farley is pretty deaf and blind, and the deaf part is okay, as he never listened to us anyway. But the blind part, we're still trying to figure out. And a harness and a leash on walks keeps him from bumping into plants and other things. His old factories, however, are in great shape, and much time is spent on walks letting him sniff on the ground or on a bush, and I wish I had a phone app to tell me what he was learning. Anyway, morning walks down dirt roads, you know, we just love to look at tracks, snake tracks, lizard tracks, beetle tracks, grasshopper tracks, raccoon tracks, skunk tracks, and so many of them we have to stop and we ponder them. Who made this track? And I love it where kangaroo rats dust bathe, and you can see the swirls of their long tails in the dust. It looks like calligraphy. The insect tracks look like cuneiform. Many languages are written in the dust. Well, it's autumn, and my wife, lover, partner, Ms. Mosquito, and I still take one day a week and leave our place to hike and picnic in the borderlands, sometimes someplace new, but many times familiar old places. And I mean, you always see something new, or you hike to a familiar spot because it makes you happy, a favorite tree, a favorite boulder, a favorite cliff, a favorite pool. Recently, we walked a trail we knew along the side of a small mountain. It was at 6,000 feet in elevation, maybe a touch higher, but the trail cut along the north side of the mountain, and that north side was just loaded with amazing plants, upper elevation species that we were sure we wouldn't see if we went over to the south side of that mountain. Mountain spray and mock orange, I should say Holodiscus dumosus and Philadelphus microphyllus. We saw Gary aridii, Rubus neomexicana. And much of that trail was along a cliff face, or at least there were steep slopes covered in boulders. There was this cool plant, pine leaf pinstemon, was everywhere. Pinstemon pinnifolius. A few of them still had red blooms, and some had seed. Careful, Petey. Oh, and tucked into the shade of boulders or a cliff face growing out of crevices was the beautiful plant called coral bells. Or if you're interested in medicinal plants, the name alum root might sound familiar, right? Yeah. I think that common name, alum root, by the way, is applied to several species of the genus Heuchera. What we found on that trail was Heuchera sanguinea, and it was blooming. Oh, yeah, red flowers atop a panicle that rises from cool basal leaves, large round leaves, slightly lobed leaves. The leaves are cool, but the shocking red flowers in the shade of the boulders along that trail, oh, my goodness. You know, it's grown as an ornamental for sure, and a lot of heucheras, some species have been cultivated, so they're cultivars, are grown just for those big basal leaves, like a foliage plant. It's in the rock splitter family, saxifrage family, saxifragaceae. The genus Heuchera honors Professor Johann Heinrich von Heucher of Wittenberg, Germany, late 1600s, early 1700s. The species, the specific epithet, sanguinea, refers to the red flowers. They are blood red. And yeah, you should probably look it up in your favorite herbal. Under alum root, maybe. But anyway, we had a wonderful day on that mountain before heading home on long, dusty roads, jabbering the whole way about how beautiful the borderlands are. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.